What's up, man? All right, guys. I'm walking down world-famous Fifth Avenue in Playa del Carmen. This is the main street here that has all the nice restaurants, bars, cafes. Obviously, this is for the tourists and the upper class. It's raining today, unfortunately. That's why you're not seeing a lot of people. It was raining all during the day. Look at the water coming out. Would have been a lot better if I did this during the day than at night. But again, it was raining all day today, so it is what it is. So we pretty much have... this is a very, very long street, by the way. It's a couple of kilometers. Well, it's probably going to take you like a good 45 minutes to go up and down this, up or down the street. I did that yesterday, not going to do that today. I'm just showing you what's going on. You got the nice restaurants. You got, look, Karen Steakhouse. Damn it. No cars go in here. This is for pedestrians only, so no cars. You got the Hard Rock Cafe coming on up. You got Aldo's. You got guacamole. You can do, there's a lot of stuff here you guys can have. Just keep in mind, everything here is super pricey for no reason other than you are on Fifth Avenue, okay? Buffalo wings. Well, that's not a bad deal. All you can eat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Hard Rock, that's not a bad deal at all. Where was I on Wednesday? Oh man, if I knew about this, I would have so taken them up. That's about $25, okay? I told you guys in another video, one American dollar is 20 pesos. So just divide any number you see by 20. This is a $25 deal, maybe $30 after tip and everything. I'd have taken it up. That's not a bad deal. Alright guys, you have the pharmacies over here. Now here in Mexico, a lot of stuff in America that you need prescription for, you can actually get here without a prescription. So you guys got Viagra, obviously, right there. I know Coach Bitch Pill needs a whole dozen of them at one time. You got diet pills, you got Viagra, you got all this good stuff. You can actually take this stuff with you back to America, guys, as long as you don't take a shitload of them. That way they don't think you're dealing them. But yeah, man, for the most part, it's actually legal to take pretty much anything from a pharmacy here, even though back in America you'd need a prescription for it. Tramadol, painkillers. You got Häagen-Dazs over here. You have a barber shop. Again, guys, everything here is probably twice as expensive as out of Fifth Avenue, okay? If you guys go just a couple of streets over, not even a 10-minute walk, things will drop by, you know, 25 to at least 33% in pricing just by walking not even 10 minutes away from the street. So this is, again, world-famous Fifth Avenue. It's where all the restaurants, the bars, there's a couple of nightclubs. I think they're behind us or in front of us. I don't remember. But again, I'm not gonna walk all over this street because it takes about an hour. Not to mention, guys, it might rain again. And I really don't want to get wet, even though it's hot and humid out here. Just not my thing to get wet. Also, be careful of I don't want to say pickpockets, but if you let your guard down, you might find a pickpocket. Also, keep in mind, if you are a single dude walking around, you might get approached by these... No, thank you. See? you might get approached by guys who are trying to sell you like drugs, women, stuff like that. But be careful with these guys. You definitely don't want to go with them, because the first thing they tell you, my friend, you want a marijuana friend, you want woman friend, just walk away, tell them no thanks and keep it moving. I don't give a dick. Damn. Talk about I don't give a dick. So COVID testing. There's COVID testing. Now the thing about the COVID testing is that damn, that's bad. The thing about COVID testing, guys, is that it costs twice as much here as it would if you walk 20 minutes away from here, okay? Massage, see, massage, massage, no massage. She's kinda cute. Some nice bars going on. You guys have to keep in mind, this is Sunday, it's raining. I was here a couple of days ago. This place was packed a couple of days ago. But it is what it is. That's actually good. That way we can see more of it while we are walking around. They got IHOP. Pretty much everything we have in America, we have here. We got IHOP, we got Starbucks, we got McDonald's, we got 7-Eleven. Subway is coming up. Billabong. Skechers. Yeah. Damn, something smells really good. I cook my own food, so. Sunglasses, Ray-Ban. You got ice cream, you got a mini market. Holy shit, did you guys see that? Ugh. Live music. Obviously Mexican beer, Tecate's, all the rage. Starbucks. Haagen-Dazs. Guys, don't ever take a taxi from this location, because they'll rip you off, okay? Vans, shoes over there. Crocs. There's a pharmacy on pretty much every freaking block. There's a pharmacy, you know. And it's a big business here, guys. You know, they sell all this stuff that you need a prescription for back in America. One of the things about the girls over here is that they tend to be lighter skinned than the girls I've seen in Cancun. You guys just have to keep in mind this area, because it's more tourist and upper middle class optimized. You're gonna get obviously lighter skinned women around here, and a lot of foreigners, obviously. Police presence, I mean, there are police walking around with fucking M16s and shit, you know. Hookah lounge over there. Actually, guys, this is where all the nightclubs are. I was actually here on Friday night. This place was packed. Packed, I'm telling you, packed. I might come back here tonight. I might, maybe, maybe not. Okay, so that's where all the nightclubs were. You guys saw some of the scantily dressed woman. By the way, guys, if you want to pick up a woman, it's going to cost you like $250 to pick up a woman from here. And they're hot, you know, Colombiana, Venezuelans, mainly Colombianas. Yeah, pretty much the street is really food, clubs, pubs. Victoria's Secret is over here. Bath and Body Works as well. HGH, if anybody's looking for it. I don't know how effective or good it is. Just like I mentioned, guys, most of the people here are tourists. And most of the women working here are actually from Colombia, because they're better looking than the natives. Sephora is over there. Yeah, they have people out saying, "Señor, señor, come to my restaurant. Come, come, come." Yeah, see? See, guys, all the women that they have standing outside, they're all hot. Because that's how they get their business. They get the business with hot women, not ugly women like we have in America. There's no mask mandate around here, so nobody's... Yes, did you hear that? Yeah, you need to smoke. Yeah, right. What was I gonna tell you guys? Oh yeah, there's no mask mandate here. Nobody's wearing masks. Nobody cares. Even at the airport. Nobody cares about Scamarona anymore. Oh, look at the puddle. Look at the puddle. Alright, how am I gonna get to the other side? How am I gonna get to the other side? Oh, well, it looks like I have to go this way and hang a right, I guess. Oh well, guys, so that was pretty much the end of our tour. Like I said, if you've seen it once, you've seen it all on 5th Avenue. You guys saw the nightclubs. I might go back to the nightclubs later on tonight and get you more footage from there. Keep in mind, it's raining. It's Sunday, so no guarantee. Yeah, man, 5th Avenue, just about everything we have in America, we have over here. The prices are hell of more expensive than you walking around, you know, 10, 15 minutes more to go closer to downtown and away from the tourist areas. They do have some good deals compared by American standards. Again, unlimited chicken wings we saw at the Hard Rock Cafe for $25. If I knew about that, I would have taken them up on it. But maybe next time, guys. Maybe next time. Tons of banks around. You can get money from the banks. You know, the ATM, stuff like that. I'm a Chase private client, so I don't get charged by my bank to get money out of the ATM, but the bank, local bank, they actually do charge you here to get money out of the ATM. Anyways, it is what it is. Alright guys, that was my video for you for today, walking around the world famous 7-Eleven is down there. I don't know if you can see 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven is down there. Hertz, they also have Hertz over here. I actually rented a Hertz car for $20 a day. And that was full insurance, by the way. $20 a day. If you come here during the low season, which... the low season here, guys, is pretty much June. Because March, May, April, that's like when spring break and Christmas, not spring break, Easter. And then July, it picks up again because kids are out of school. So the best time to come here and get good rates on car rentals, Airbnb, and just about everything is for the month of June. It's going to be raining and wet like this, but hey, it's not going to be like this, you know, all day, every day. Today is just one of those days where it just kept on raining. So this is more of an anomaly than the norm. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.